This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here with an internet marketing news in Santa Margherita, Italy. In Fast Web Formula this week, someone asked, how do you know who to follow? Well, you don't really need to follow too many people. It's a trap when you start to follow a lot of people and you get overwhelmed and you get lots of promotional emails and you never get anything done. So just remember, there's two main types of marketers. The marketer who is receiving the emails and the marketer who is sending the emails. Now, can you guess which one is more successful? You want to be the one creating the content, sending out the emails to your customer list. So by all means, follow someone in your RSS feed or get the select email. Perhaps just use Superfast Business as a news aggregator. But wherever you get your information from, narrow it down to the least inputs that allow you to get a good case on the environment. Allow yourself a few new ones every now and then to get an extra flavor. And then concentrate on putting the content out there instead of just sucking it all in and getting into this overwhelm that seems very common, especially with new to intermediate marketers. My second tip on that is, observe what people do rather than what they say. If they're sending you a different promotion every week, chances are they're not actually doing that in their business. Their business is sending you a promotion every week, so watch out for that. If you're a service provider, what do you do when someone says, oh, I've just got this little job, it won't take long? Firstly, remember that you decide how long a job will take, and secondly, you can renegotiate because that's essentially what they're doing with you. They're negotiating what they'd like you to do for how much, and you can counteroffer that with what you will do and for exactly how much. You don't need to compromise. You can hold the line and ask what you're worth. Otherwise, you'll be lowering your self-esteem and you get into this cheap client trap where they continually have what's called scope creep, and they're asking you to do more and more and more and to pay you less and less and less. And what you'll find is your dollars per hour erodes down to nothing and you won't enjoy the work. Okay, so should you be focusing on long tail SEO? That's looking for those 3, 4, 5 word phrases that bring you traffic. Well, I think long tail SEO is a byproduct of having great content that's useful and helps humans. So if you're being relevant to your audience, if you are addressing concerns and challenges and complaints and putting out great stuff like case studies and test results and how-to tutorials, then you'll automatically pick up long-tail traffic. So focus on the solution, focus on creating real value for customers. That is automatically getting your SEO. What if you find it challenging putting out good content, especially writing an ebook? Well, my advice is stick to a format that you're comfortable with. I much prefer to talk a video because it will be transcribed and every single word I say will turn into text automatically. It's much easier for me than having to sit down and type because I'm not a fast typist and I'd rather just go with the flow and be natural. I know my audience really appreciate the videos, but it's so easy to end up with text and audio versions of my content by having a team in place. So that's the second tip there on content. If you've selected your perfect medium, the next step is to get someone to assist you and help you get that medium out into the public. Help them get help with the formatting of it. Get help arranging it or transcribing it and put it into multiple media formats. That way you just focus on the bit you enjoy. Okay, a member of Fast Web Formula was asking about getting out of a sticky partnership. Well, I'm really passionate about this one. Firstly, you should never have a partnership unless you absolutely have no other choice. Ideally, you want to own 100% and you want to pay people to do the rest of the things as contractors or full-time people. Secondly, you can do joint ventures, sure, but the only time you should do it is when you can't do what your partner does. If they have some rare specialty or if for some reason they bring extreme balance or even more to the table than what you can bring by yourself. That's a good reason to partnership, but most partnerships end up in sinking ships. Be very careful about taking on a partnership, especially if you're doing it just because you want someone to hold your hand or you need a crutch. I say toughen up a bit, learn more about business, be confident, be bold, and take control. I'm James Schranko. I hope you're enjoying these tips. This is superfastbusiness.com. and I'll be coming at you next week with some new tips. Be sure to tune in, and if you like this, please share it with someone. Make a comment just near this video.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.